Companies, we'll talk a lot about, you know, companies, how companies form corporate foundations, what they use them for, what happens with the money, how to work with corporate foundations, how grantees look at things like that. But wanted to point out just the trend over time around the amount of corporate giving that's been happening. So the general rule of thumb is that about 1% of pre-tax profits go into corporate philanthropy. In most cases, it's into a corporate foundation vehicle, not necessarily. Some can be direct, but it's a good way to think about how corporate foundations are funded. What is interesting is it looks like these peaks and valleys have been pretty dramatic. In real dollars terms, though, as you saw in the previous slide, right, the dollar amount increased significantly just in the last 13 years. But back to the 70s and 80s, we weren't talking nearly about, you know, $26 billion that we're talking about today. So think about it as a percentage of pre-tax profits, right, from this peak closer to 2% in the mid-80s. And then the real estate and oil crash happened, and you can see the other peaks and valleys, right, including the Great Recession in 2008, 2009. That is when sort of we went back to the lowest percentage of pre-tax profits going into corporate philanthropy. We're back at, I think, what is closer to a you know, norm. But again, rule of thumb, 1% of pre-tax profits or, 2% of post-tax profits, right, if you think about it that way, because the number goes down after taxes. So
I have a couple of questions, Ray. Mm-hmm. One of the things in doing my research, I looked at the Congressional Research Service and its summaries about corporate philanthropy and corporate giving, and in part the role that taxes and a tax deduction plays as a motivating factor for corporate philanthropy. And the CRS said, really, it's not the tax deduction. They said it was really more about the advertising and goodwill. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think you probably see most of us thinking about our corporate philanthropy and operating a corporate foundation more because of a continuing, you know, interest in that license to operate in our communities. So, you know, being a good corporate citizen, meeting the demands of our stakeholders. So because also it isn't a dollar for dollar tax deduction in that sense. And as we saw a couple of years ago, tax rates for corporations can change. So it's more about, you know, what does the company really want to have out there as its position in the community?
Thank you.
So the question is, you know, if it isn't necessarily tax benefit, which is a part of it, obviously, I have more ability to get resources in part because I can talk to our CFO about the tax deductibility of the contribution into the corporate foundation or any of our other direct corporate donations, but that isn't the only reason. But in general, the reason that a lot of companies have created a corporate foundation and continue to operate one is because it creates great visibility as a brand, right, as an additional brand or support to the brand. And it isn't the company necessarily by itself making the donation. It's our charitable arm. So it's a feel-good, goodwill opportunity, but it also goes in support, right, of what the company is trying to achieve in a purpose statement and its brand positioning. So my thinking is that you'll continue to see as companies develop, including new companies, all the startups that grow and boom, that you would see them create corporate foundation vehicles so that it isn't, again, just the brand by itself. It's the brand's charitable arm is really important, and it does X.
So thank you for that. One of the things in preparing for this, I spoke to a friend who is also plays a similar role to yours at one of the large banks. And he was very proud to point out that his corporate foundation, their level of giving stayed the same, notwithstanding it was a bank that was hit by the 2008 financial crisis. And I think the idea was there that it was like, hey, we're still strong. We've made these commitments, notwithstanding, you know, the financial services industry being hit very, very hard. We're still out there to help.
Yeah, I think it's a great message to convey to the communities where you operate, right, that there's going to be consistency in the philanthropy and the support being provided to the nonprofits where, you know, the company's employees live, work, and play.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. So let's talk, we're still in the introduction. Let's talk about what corporate foundations aren't. They're not CSR. CSR, y'all should be familiar with that term, but in case you're not, it's corporate social responsibility programs. We've heard a lot more about CSR, especially with that pact that a bunch of large corporations made last fall about being better corporate citizens. And a corporate social responsibility program really is more of an internal, we're going to be good citizens, this is how we're going to do our operations to make sure that we're not hurting the environment, to make sure we're helping society. And usually corporate foundations can be a component of a CSR program. They also may be a component of an ESG program. You're like, Nicola, these are too many acronyms. I want a drink. But what's an ESG program? That's an environmental, societal, and governance factor. And an ESG program corporations do to make themselves look attractive to investors who are interested in impact investing. Right? You want to make a good impact on society. You want to look at, hey, how's this corporation acting with regards to environmental issues? What's it doing to help society and those it need? And then what's its governance structure, right? What's its governance structure at the corporate level? Does it have a diverse board? So a corporate foundation might be a component of an ESG, but it's not its standalone thing.